Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is December 27th, 2005, the Feast of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. These are some of the oddest few days of the church year. We talked yesterday about the strangeness of following Christmas with the Feast of the First Martyr. Well, today we're back on top with the Feast of St. John, the Apostle of Light. John's Gospel begins with his beautiful prologue that recalls the mystery of the Incarnation, and ends with John's personal postscript to his account of Jesus' life and death, which is the selection appointed for today. It's clear from verse 23 that John's special relationship with Jesus led many in the earliest community to believe that he would not die before the Second Coming. Indeed, John has died, but tradition teaches that he lived to be very old, and was the only one of the 12 to be spared the violent death of a martyr. In some ways, that contrasts sharply with St. Stephen, whom we remembered yesterday, but in some ways not. Both men accepted the lives they were given, and served Christ as best they knew every day that was given to them. It is always the last verse of John's Gospel, though, that strikes me each time I read it. John writes, "But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." Much as I would love to have more stories of the things that Jesus did and said while he was alive, we will have to be content with the Gospels we know. But John knew, and you and I know, that these books of ink and paper cannot contain all of the things that Jesus is still doing. As the retail shopping season winds down and the Christian season of Christmas moves inexorably toward Epiphany, I hope that you will, as John knew would have to happen, fill the world with the stories of God's loving light at work in the world. Let us pray. Shed upon your church, O Lord, the brightness of your light, that we, being illumined by the teaching of your apostle and evangelist John, may so walk in the light of your truth that at length we may attain to the fullness of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at St. Jerome's Chapel for the Feast of the Holy Innocents. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.